nappyafro.com. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. One, two, three. What's up, people, man? This is B-Eazy, and welcome to the Frocast. You should... We gotta start over. This sucks. No, this is terrible, man. Look, I don't usually host
it. Let me start it off, man. That's what I said.
No, hold on. Let me say this. This is the Frocast. It's a show that you can hear every Thursday on Nappy Afro. You can go on iTunes and get it. You can go on apps like Stitcher and listen to it live every Thursday. We talk about music, hip-hop, and it's presented to you from NappyAfro.com. Now, most of the time, you hear Saw Right or GQ Blue, even King Germ, but this week is a little different. My name is B-Eazy, a.k.a. Young Bear White, a.k.a. James Ingram Jr., A.K.A. Virginia Baker, high school boyfriend. And with me today is my homeboy, King Jern. Say what's up to the people, King Jern.
I thought I was never going to get to talk. This your boy, man, King Jern, A.K.A. I am not a terrorist.
Okay.
I can't think of nothing. After that long thing, I don't know. Pause. I didn't know what I was going to say. But yeah, I'm here, man. We're in the building, man. We're breaking down the NFL draft pick by pick. All 263 picks, we're going to talk about each one.
We're breaking down pick by pick. Actually, I would like to go. I want you to name your top. I want you to name your top 20 draft picks. I'm going to name my top 20.
Can we break it down? I just want to do linebackers. I just do the top 10 linebackers I got.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to the homie Saw Right. Gave him a week off. B-Eazy gave him a week off. So, you know.
No, he told us, if we ain't talking about the draft, I'm not going to be on the show. Because this is quite possibly the best NFL draft. I wasn't going to say in 5 years, but when I look at the draft picks and the big names, ever. Best ever. Best draft class ever in history. So
Whenever Mark Sanchez came out.
Dirty Sanchez, what's up, man? So how you doing, King Jern? Everything going good with you, man?
I'm doing all right, man. The baseball career, my son's still coming along. It's coming.
Mm-hmm. Is he playing catcher yet?
No. You
know. Okay. I'm still kind of disappointed in that. What's up, Prince Jern?
The best player on the team cannot be the catcher. It can't. We need him in the field. It's like we need him playing second, shortstop. You know, we need him because, you know, it'd be a waste just to put him catcher with this team. That's all I'm saying.
Anyway,
shout out to the Rays, man. We got a game Friday night.
And if by some small margin you're at the game and you see King Jern, walk up to him. He would give you $5 for mentioning the forecast.
Yes, I will. Give me $5 in Nappy Afro money.
which
you can only use it in the Nappy Afro store to get t-shirts, armor stickers, and all that great stuff that we sell in the Nappy Afro store.
Yeah, I will say that, I mean, this is your first time hearing the Frocast. First of all, I apologize for me hosting it. I'm a terrible host. Most times, Sorry does a great job with it, and there's no sarcasm. But most of the time, we talk about music, we talk about sports, so, you know, we're just going to get into it. The first thing we want to talk about today was the return of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. Now, the woman in my life watched the Housewives shows, the Housewives of Atlanta or Beverly. I don't know how many it is. Do you watch them, King Jern?
No, I cannot watch it. It's too many for the show.
But if you notice, they run year round.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's going to happen with Love Hip Hop Atlanta. It came on Friday. Was it Monday or Sunday?
Monday.
Okay, I can't remember. Came on Monday. What'd you think?
I mean, I was just happy to see a couple people again in my life. I'm glad that, you know, Mona Scott Young, even though I think her voice is annoying, I'm glad that she's gotten the shows running like back to back like that. Everybody needs some Stevie J in their life.
Ooh,
everybody needs some K. Michelle in their life. Everybody needs some Arian in their life. Shout out to @TheRealArian. I see you.
She's cute. Cutie. And supposedly, I like my cute women a little loose. I don't know if that's wrong for me to say that. Like, I don't like cute women that don't get pussy up. And it's like Arian gives a lot of pussy up to men and women, supposedly. So, I mean, I don't know. I think you forget how creepy Stevie J is, and then he comes back and you're like, oh, he's creepier than I thought he was, because he always just surprises me.
I mean, hey, he's hilarious though. And the things he says, I mean, like I said, it's amazing what women will let men get away with. And Stevie J gets away with it, and it's awesome when he does it. Like, I don't mind him being a sleazeball, because he's very good at being a sleazeball.
Very good at being a sleazeball.
I mean, he says things, and he just, like, you know.
And the face.
He was on the Breakfast Club. He tried to holler at Angela. Like, yo, you want to get on the phone?
No jokes.
No jokes. Like, he was serious. Like, he... I mean, so Stevie J, man, shout out, man. If I could ever get an interview with him on the ProCast, that would be the most epic ProCast ever.
Yeah, he gonna want some money, though. I get tired of him saying in the studio, because I haven't heard a hit since this show been out from him. I hadn't heard a song.
I mean, he must still be living off residuals.
from Life After Death and Harlem World, Mace.
I mean, what beat did he do on Life After Death?
I know for a fact he did More Money, More Problems. I want to say that. I may be wrong, but I want to say
that. If he did that song, he's okay. So if he did that, he eating. So yeah, but damn, Stevie J, but damn.
I know he did. He supposedly produced I'll Be Missing You.
Whoa. Wow.
You know, actually, I'm looking at his thing right now. It's funny, okay, he did Soul For Real, he did a beat for Soul For Real, Horace Brown 112, I'm gonna skip over some of this stuff. Okay, on Life After, he did the Life After Death intro, Somebody's Got To Die, More Money, More Problems, Last Day, Niggas Bleed, Notorious Thugs, Another Player Hater, Nasty Boy, you know, nobody, yeah, he went in, man, he went in. I will say, though, that, you know, it was a hit, man, so I know some of these shows he had partial production credit, because, you know, Puffy gonna get his money, and, you know, Nasum and all them niggas used to produce Bad Boy stuff back then, so, you know. So, hey, I don't know. Let me ask you a question. Are you finally, you still wouldn't fuck Jocelyn?
No, not at all.
I think I would, man.
Her features still too hard. Her hands too big. It's nothing sexy about her at all. I don't understand niggas that say they're drag. I just don't get it, man. I'm not, nah.
Well, ask me and I'll tell you why I drag.
Why?
The body don't look that bad, man. And I've seen the vagina. Not personally, but you've seen the vagina on the World Star Hip Hop. Right?
That still don't make me, like, I still, the package, nah, man. It's just, she's like, she's about 6'3". She's like, mm-hmm. built like Serena Williams, man. I don't want any parts of that, man.
See, now, you know, half the viewing audience just swayed to my side, because a lot of these niggas would fuck Serena. I would fuck Serena.
I wouldn't. Okay. She look like she stink, like I said.
I don't give a fuck. Okay, would you fuck in the shower?
No.
That doesn't make any sense.
She big ball of muscle. I mean, that's not my thing. I like my women to look and feel like women, and Jocelyn and Serena Williams ain't that. No, I'm sorry.
Hey, speaking of which, now, Mimi, I know this is reality TV and whatever, but Mimi wanted to move back in Stevie J's house was the weakest attempt to still have a chance. You know what I'm saying? Like, wouldn't you say, hey, because the whole purpose was, let me fill it in, the whole purpose was that Jocelyn and Stevie stays together. And Mimi spent the night and supposedly moved in because the daughter stayed over there, and she's like, I don't like that bitch around my daughter, so I'm gonna move in. Wouldn't you say my daughter can't be around you if that bitch around you? Because she crazy?
How was me moving in preventing my daughter being around? Like, that's your baby daddy's girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? Like,
stripper/girlfriend.
Yeah, when she walked in the house, hello, maid. I was like, oh my God. Get out of here. I mean, hey, like I said, Mimi is the most spineless woman alive, man. Like, you cannot get made a fool of. Like I said, unless the checks is lovely and it's all a game, but, you know, allegedly Mona Scott said it's all reality, so, hey.
Believe that shit you want to. I'm just going to go over a little bit. Now, I didn't even see the new people. The new people weren't even on the first episode, correct?
No, new people weren't in the first episode.
Okay, so I'm not
even. Arian would not be in episode 2 and episode 4, so I know I don't have to.
God damn it. God damn it. Arian is like, shouldn't she been a featured player by now?
I mean, but she don't do nothing. She a bartender. I mean, what is her life about?
Tahiri the bartender?
Well, Tahiri also is a rapper and an actor.
Okay.
And a model.
I don't know. It's a damn shame. Mev Hitz getting the most press for his dick because he done fucked like 3 people on that show.
Dang. So,
well, I'm sorry. Arian and Michelle.
Oh, so that was Memphis, man. And who else?
No, it just, I thought it was Kate Michelle and,
And he didn't hit Toya.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, hey, he doing it up, man. Yeah, you know.
So, Memphis was the boyfriend that was fighting him.
Also, too, speaking of Memphis.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Michelle. This is going straight out to you, Kate Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Why are you mad that a girl smashed one of your ex?
Especially the one that beat the shit out of you.
Especially one that was what I was gonna say. Especially one that did you have. Why do you still care? Like, I mean, ladies, man, men that put hands on you. I mean, what's the appeal?
Yeah,
that's what I want to know. So if it's all right with you, he was like, hey, maybe we get Tracy Mayo. We can ask them why do they like men? Why do women like men that beat on them?
But they're gonna say no. They're gonna say I don't like men, and it's gonna be in the conversation.
Oh, okay. Well, dang.
Yeah. I still think that Kay Michelle is probably going to be the first reality. Now, let me back up. For a long time, I said Kay Michelle was going to be the first reality star with a hit song. But I was wrong.
Ray J, I hit it first.
No. Ray J had a hit for reality. I guess you can say Danny Kane. You can say, what's the other one? Day 26. But no, it's Tamar Braxton now. Right?
Tamar Braxton, who is that?
Glove and War on the Braxtons? No.
Is that the one that's married to the fat nigga?
She's pregnant now, yes.
This nigga here.
But, hold on, but...
Is this the same sister that was walking down the street with the cheeks out?
Yes. It don't matter. Listen, also, but no, I do think Kate Michelle just has... She has a chance to turn this whole reality shit around. You know what I'm saying? Because she's talented. Have you saw this new video for I Just Wanna Fuck?
Oh, she got a video?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Like, I was watching her, and you know, like, the man was trying to say, look, we need to get a hit song. I need to make my song for the hood. Chick, you're never going to make it. You're going to be 50-plus singing in barbecue rib joints.
No.
Singing our HBCU homecomings, the Friday night shows, the alumni shows.
That's fucked up.
You know? Yeah, I mean, she need to get it together, man. Kay Michelle, I'm pulling for you. You know, I mean, you representing the Rattlers.
Oh, you know, God. I mean, is she with the FAMU?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. So Common Sense. So, I only know 2 famous Rattlers. Queen Jern, Common Sense, and Kay Michelle now. Oh, and one guy from Dead Prez.
You got your boy, Kwame Kilpatrick.
Okay. I said famous people.
Kwame Kilpatrick?
I don't really care.
The mayor from Detroit that got in all that trouble?
Exactly.
He's famous.
He's in jail, too.
What about Will Packer?
Nothing what you're saying is moving me, sir.
Well, I forgot you don't like Steve Harvey, so... Say that name, it didn't ring a bell in your world.
Also, background story, I dated a girl who went to FAMU, and she fucked everybody when she went to FAMU, so... You know.
Hey, man. Hey, like I said, that's your fault. Your game should have been... It's not your game wasn't tight enough to keep her legs closed. I mean, hey, sorry.
I can't put my dick through a damn phone, nigga.
Hey, I mean, you should have been doing something else then, but I understand back in the day they didn't have Skype and all that, like,
God.
Cell phones, text, you know, all that good stuff.
Okay. Anyway...
Moving along.
Anyway, no, Love & Hip Hop comes on every Monday. Watch it. I'm pretty sure we'll never talk y'all. Now, I'm not going to be here next week. So I should be back. So we will never cover this show again. So
about 5 minutes.
No, I don't. It's all on right. Watch that shit. GQ don't watch that shit. They positive black brothers, unlike your ratchet ass and my ratchet ass. Okay. Now, one thing you want to put on the show outline, the show bill, whatever it's called, and this is kind of a touchy subject because I've read a lot. I bet like 4 articles on it today after you told me about it. But Africa Bambaataa, one of the godfathers of hip hop, of the thing that we call hip hop.
One of the creators.
One of the creators. You know, cool. Shout out to Kool Herc.
Prince Jerm just walked through the building. Prince Jerm, you want to say what's up to the Pro Nation? Okay, that's Prince Jerm, everybody. Sound like a little girl, so you gotta get some bass in his voice.
I thought it was Princess Jerm.
Yeah.
What's right. up? No, but yeah, African Pimp Body has been, you know, gay. It's a lot of gay rumors and date raping rumors. No, so I want you to explain, since you want to explain what you read, what the rumors going around with African Pimp Body.
Okay, I'm just gonna paraphrase what I read. So, mm-hmm. You know, take it for a grain of salt. Mm-hmm. Allegedly, I'm using the word allegedly, African Bambaataa and some guy were hanging out, and he you ain't even know what is that. What you mean by that, King Jerm? What I mean is, African Bambaataa threw a couple mollies in the man's drink.
He ain't even know it.
Yeah, he ain't even know it. Then he passed out, woke up, he getting some facial service from African Bambaataa. So in the heat of the moment, he grabs a knife and just start poking the nigga.
Murder Inc.
Yeah. So not only, I mean, did you, you know, like, so the dude, I mean, I just couldn't imagine that, getting date, like a dude date raping another guy. Yo, that's weird. And then, but I mean, he got stabbed for it, which he deserved. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know what to say. Do you want him to get a speedy recovery behind him? Because date raping is some serious.
Hold on now. First,
especially when you date rape another man, that's horrible.
Now, first of all, do you think you can get points back? Okay, when your friends hear that, you know, you got date rape, a nigga sucking your dick, do you get points back for poking them, for stabbing them?
That's a double-sided sword. Because on one hand, your friend's saying, yo, man, I heard some niggas sucking your dick. So right then, you gotta get it. They giving you the gay side out of it from the off grip. Because, you know, but your counter is, I was passed out. I woke up, dude sucking my dick, so I just started stabbing. You know, did you kill him? No, I ain't kill him. See, now, if you ain't kill him, I'm gonna say you was lying. Enjoyed that.
They went to the hospital though.
I mean, but nah, you had to kill him, man. You had to kill him, like, cause you trying, man. Come on, man. That's the worst.
But hold on.
I'm not advocating date rape on male, female, female, male. All that. That's just weak, man. Mm-hmm. You can't get it on your own merit, man. Don't even do that. It's viewed it like height. So now, like you said, is that dude gay? Can you be forced into gayness? Like, I don't like, you know what I'm saying? But you gonna have to wear the scarlet letter. You that dude, the African Bambaataa was blowing.
Yeah, yes, but you can say, man, I was gonna kill him, but you know, I ain't wanna kill the father of hip hop. That's what he said. I was gonna kill his ass, but then I was like, man, this man made hip hop, so I you know.
So he's supposed to get a pass. Getting passes a long time. I heard he began passes.
Oh,
this is not something that just came out yesterday. They saying people have been turning a blind eye. I mean, just so you know, people, African Bambaataa will be the cover. We're going to have one of his gayest pictures out there. I'm going to try to find
it. I can't go sign it. Look, I will say, let me say that African Bambaataa's people, I don't know what they say people, have come out and said that African Bambaataa was, he did go to the hospital for chest pains, and that they refute everything that's been said. But yes, I've been hearing gay rumors about African Bambaataa for years, but I just started hearing the date rape rumors today and yesterday.
I mean, so they say all rumors start out with so the chest pains you were having were from knife wounds. Those were the chest pains. Bet you ain't expect that was gonna happen. You thought dude was gonna wake up and be like, oh, well, since it's already go ahead and finish. Son started just poking.
Just started poking it.
So now, with that being said, if one of the four, if that means hip hop was built on gay music.
No, you can't say that.
Why not? If he's one of, I mean, that's just like, hip hop has always been homophobic from the start.
From the giddy up.
So now if one of the forefathers is gay, does that change the, you know, shouldn't that, you know, rock the foundation of y'all, you know, lyrical purist backpacking dusty ass niggas that like that music.
Dusty ass. Why I gotta be dusty ass niggas though?
You know the dusty ass lyrical niggas. You know the niggas that you see. You know they all stand in a circle and rap to each other when song. Instead of dancing with the chicks, you sitting there in a circle rapping songs that ain't nobody on the dance floor to. You know songs like Nas Daughters. You know some queens get the money.
Okay, you know what? Okay, it seems like you just said you can't say it's built on gay thing because you know.
I'm just asking.
The Kool Herc is looked at as the true Godfather. So you want to be true? It's Kool Herc. Kool Herc is from Jamaica. So you know if you wanted to really be, you know, serious about the situation. So now anyway, either way, get help, get better, Afrika Bambaataa. Can I say that? No. Mm-hmm. I said either way, get better, Afrika Bambaataa. No matter what happens, get better and stop. If you date raping niggas, stop. And if you didn't, I apologize for King Jerns' behalf because he wanted to bring this up.
I'm just listen, man. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's been on the internet, so it's got to be true.
Yeah, that's true. speaking of lyrical niggas. Cause I saw that. Cause first of all, good segue, good alley-oop, King Jern. On Monday, Complex Magazine, Complex.com released the list, the 30 most lyrical rap songs of the past 5 years. Now, the first thing, okay. Now I have the full list right here. We're not gonna go over the all 30. We're gonna go over like notable things. Now this is in the last 5 years. Remember that. But one thing that just jumps out at me is number 12. Gucci Mane, Wonderful.
Hold on. You said the 30 most lyrical songs in the last 5 years and Gucci Mane sniffed the list at all?
Nigga, Gucci Mane is number 12.
Wonderful? And how does the song Wonderful go by Gucci Mane?
I heard it, but I can't remember.
Can we play it in this episode?
Yeah.
Okay. That'll be if we have a music break, people, that's what you're gonna hear.
Nah, I mean, hold up. Let's play it. I'm gonna give you a little snippet right now. Okay, so that's your little snippet.
Oh, okay.
That's your little snippet of Wonderful.
They told who that was number 30. Matter of fact, we're gonna run down the list. We got time.
Whoa.
We're not gonna comment on every song.
I think we should. Okay, go ahead.
I'm fucking with you.
Go ahead.
J. Cole, Who Dat at number 30. Raekwon, we're going to say whatever. House of Flying Daggers. Raekwon featuring Woo Niggas.
It's just Woo Nigga. That was on the part two, a little bit from Cuba Links.
Okay. Dangerous by Kevin Gates.
Never heard. Now, I've heard of him, but I've never heard that song.
I bet you these people, they know that paid money. To Kevin Gates. Dangerous. Never heard of him. Reagan by Killer Mike.
Respect.
Slaughterhouse. What's the name of this song?
Slaughterhouse.
Slaughterhouse.
Yeah, okay. That's the first song they did together.
Oh, okay. Rick Ross featuring Nas, Triple Bean Dream.
Nas was spinning. That's Nas' best verse in probably 5 years.
Sean Price, Figure Four. Is that the Nappy Afro?
The Job. Yes, it is. I Declare War by Pace One. It was then rapped over by Sean Price and a lot of other people.
Okay, then we got Action Bronson featuring Rock Marciano.
That shit hard.
Where did they dig this nigga from?
The first, I think that was on Blue Chips. I want to say it's on Blue Chips. I might be wrong, but I think it's on Blue Chips. Go ahead though.
I'm Beaming, Lupe Fiasco. I can
deal with it. Yeah, I get that.
Terrorist Threats by Abso featuring Danny Brown.
That shit was hard, right?
He's a mental giant. Tech 9.
Tech 9, he kind of go in on that song. He kind of go on that song.
I'm gonna go back and listen to all these songs, people, after this episode. After this episode, because then we got More Colors by L's High.
I've never heard that song. I ain't gonna front.
Dreams and Nightmares, Meek Mill, really?
No, that kind of surprised. Like what? Really?
And that's number 18, people. I'm sorry. Number 17 is ASAP Rocky featuring Kendrick Lamar, Joey Badass, Yellow Wolf, Danny Brown, Action Bronson, and Big Crit.
Team, can I say I think that Big Crit killed that song?
No, he did not.
Dog, he had the last verse. He killed that shit.
Oh, nah, he didn't kill it.
He did. He had it. You know, he
Joey Badass killed it. Sorry.
Anyway, I'm the type of nigglet.
Nah, man, Joey Badass. He said, I'm thinking about signing to The Rock, but my niggas on the block still assigned to The Rock.
See, but I thought he should have said, my niggas on the block still assigning rocks. I thought that was better if he would say it that way, but that's the, okay.
Still signed to The Rock.
I get it. Okay, I get it.
And he said, barely even conscious, trying to get my conscience. I'm trying to get deep into something like conscious. And hey, man, he was killing me.
I didn't say he wasn't killing. I just saying I think Big Crit killed. I think ASAP Rocky said Big Crit killed that song.
ASAP say anything.
Well, this is the kind of song I expected, to be honest with you.
Danny Brown, Joey Badass, that my two favorites.
Hold on, whoa. You like Danny Brown?
I like his. I'm coming around to Danny Brown. I'm trying to, you know, let his image go, but he, like I said, he won me over. Jada, okay, let's get back on track. Mm-hmm. We're not going to talk about Danny Brown this episode.
Mm-hmm.
People, we got Queen Germ in the building. Queen Germ, say hello to the nation.
Hello.
Okay, Queen Germ, everybody.
Everybody just walking in.
Yeah. I mean, you know, King okay. Germ, the family show, man. You get okay. me, you get the whole bunch.
Okay.
Yeah, back on track. Number 15. 16, we got Jadakiss featuring Lil Wayne, Death Wish.
No.
Is that song with that real hard? Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Death Wish. Yeah, no.
Yeah. Jay-Z featuring Rihanna and Kanye West, Run This Town, number 15.
That's kind of ridiculous. That's kind of ridiculous. That's not. But he wasn't lyrical. He just killed him. He just killed the song.
He killed Hov on that song.
Oh God.
Yeah, I'm Illy, number 14.
I'm Illy.
I can see that.
No.
Danny Brown, XXX.
It's okay. He had better songs than that album.
We had the Wonderful by Gucci Mane as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, number 11 is Pusha T. My God.
I give you that.
Number 10, Big Boy featuring Andre 3000 and Raekwon Royal Flush. That was 2008.
Yeah, time flies, man.
Number 9 is Earl Sweatshirt, Earl.
That's okay, so I'll give you that.
Number 8, Mafia Music by...
Hey. isn't that the one with Chrisette Michelle on there?
No, that's Aston Martin Music.
No. It wasn't even on the album, but it came out right before the album. Like him and Chris Michelle in the house or whatever. She like his girlfriend or some shit like that. Dum, 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 dum. Dum, dum, dum.
I have to go back and listen now.
Hold on.
Number 7, Eminem, Underground.
Oh, whoa. Back up. That's the song that he was going off on 50 Cent.
I take it.
Okay. And I don't remember that Underground song by Eminem, by the way.
Me neither. Number 6, Drake, 9 a.m. in Dallas. So, yeah, 5 a.m. in Toronto.
They came 9 out.
9 a.m. in Dallas. Okay. Number 5, Lil Wayne, I'm Millie.
Yeah. I still think Corey Guns verse is better than his, though.
Crazy, man. Just because somebody rap fast do not mean their verse is better. I don't know what I'm talking about. Man, you don't know what he's saying. Wayne gave you bars.
Okay. Okay.
Bars.
Okay. I disagree with that, but okay.
Four, Kanye West featuring Rick Ross and Nicki Minaj, Monster. Nicki Minaj killed that song.
Yeah, she did, but I don't know if that's lyrical, though.
I mean, she said...
It's in like punchline rapping. You know what I'm saying? It's in like punchline rapping.
You gotta understand, man. That's what we like, man. That's what we like. We like punchlines. We don't like somebody just gonna bore us to death. Like number 3, Nas.
Hey, that nigga, he was counting out MCs and shit. It turned 50 MCs. Come on. He went in on 50 on that song, man. Also produced by Jay Electronica.
Number 2, Kendrick Lamar featuring MC8, Mad City.
Mass Assassination, baby. It's okay. Yeah, I think...
I like the second part better than when it breaks into that second part. That's when the song is good.
That's the song.
Yeah, because the first part, man.
Where
you're from, man.
But I think the Backseat Freestyle, I think that's better lyrically than this, though. Right?
Yeah, I can... Yeah.
And number one... Yeah. Now on Twitter, you shared. See, this is funny because I'm a big Jay Electronica fan, and you're a big Jay Electronica hater.
I'm not a hater. I just don't see what's the big deal about him. That's all I said.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
That might be the best rap song in the past 5 years.
That song is not good at all.
That song is great.
I got hyped because he rhymed harmonica. And Hanukkah with Electronica.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he said. That was the only good line he had in that whole song.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Electronica is one of the most overrated. He gets so much love for nothing. Has he even dropped an album yet?
No.
He keeps making Exhibit. What, he on Exhibit F now?
He just made two. He just made two.
He got A, B, and C or something like that.
He got Exhibit A, he got Exhibit C, he got Exhibit B.
Yeah.
With Mos Def, but they said it's just Exhibit A remix. I don't know, but it's okay.
Nah, man. He's never going to drop an album. Y'all get off this man. You know, he's got an identity crisis. He's from New Orleans, but he thinks he's from Paris.
He thinks he's from New York.
No, he thinks he's from Europe now, man. You know.
I mean, he fucking white bitches up in Europe, too, though.
And listen, people, stay away from Erykah Badu. Her pussy will turn you crazy.
No,
her pussy has 100% fail rate.
You know what, though? He supposedly turned in the album last year to Jay-Z, early last year. Jay-Z has yet to put it out.
Is this the same Jay-Z that sent Cameron, that recorded a song for Cameron?
Oh, okay. It was the Old Boy remix. Yes, he did that. But I'm okay. But who?
Really funny to hear it, man. It had to be, man. Either Cam, it probably was good. Cam's like, man, I'm not putting this shit on. Now I got to record a new verse, man.
But the Old Boy remix they did do sucked ass. It was on Diplomatic Immunity, and it sucked ass.
Because you can't recreate that magic they had on the first one, man.
Okay, all right, whatever. Okay, well that was the list. It's kind of weird list. I didn't like it, but you know, hey,
I think that's one of them. You know, being in the website business ourselves, one of those lists you just make up one day. You know, best list of the last 5 years, and then you're scrambling. You're probably sending it around to all your staff members, and you know, nobody came through, so you filled it in with what your face. Not that, you know, we'll do something like that, but you know,
of course not. Of course not. Okay, well, this next part of the show is a little thing we like to call niggas that's winning and niggas that's losing. Okay. Now,
would you want to be on the losing side?
we're gonna do them like this. I'm gonna give you a nigga that's winning. We're gonna come in, nigga that's losing. We're gonna go back and forth like this. Okay. The first person, we're gonna start with the niggas that's winning. J.R. Smith. Now, of course, he's been playing good. His team is up 2-0 as of this recording. We're recording this on Wednesday. It's gonna be up on Thursday.
J.R. Smith
is a New York Knicks player. Okay. He recently won Sixth Man of the Year, a great award. It was won last year by Beard Nigger. What's his name?
James Harden,
and so now, you know, so he was averaging, at one point in time, he was averaging 22 points over a span of, like, when the Knicks won that 12-game running streak. But he averaged 18 points with 5 rebounds, 3 assists off the bench. He played 80 games. Now, that's all well and good. Also, too, he's going to be a free agent, so he's going to get that money. Either the Knicks going to pay him, or he's going to do what James Harden did and go elsewhere and lead the team. Now, that's all well and good. But the reason I say he's winning is because he fucked the aforementioned K. Michelle, and she went crazy over the dick.
Yeah. She said she was washing it and everything, right?
Yeah, she said she was washing it. She was butt naked washing dishes, fixing food. She was going crazy over the dick, right? So that's all over Hip Hop Atlanta. So he did the trifecta. But also fucking, well, not, I guess not trifecta, also fucking somebody on Love & Hip Hop New York. He fucked Tuari and tweeted out a picture of her ass while she was in the bed with him.
While he was watching a small TV, just, you know. Hopefully he was at Tahiri's apartment with that, because, you know, that if you're an NBA player and your TV's that small, I can't respect you at all.
Now, this is why I didn't understand. Because she was on The Breakfast Club, and she said they was at a hotel room, right? Mm-hmm. Why did a hotel room in New York?
Hey, man, he can't be bringing the chicks to take them butt down to his real crib. Come on, man. And then, you know, he got in trouble from the NBA behind that, right?
Yeah, he did. I think he paid a little money. I want to say $10,000. I hope. I mean, he don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's nothing. That's nothing.
I mean, he got young money tattooed on his neck.
Didn't he holler at Jenna Shea or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, I know. Also, this high school girl, she was like 18. She asked to go to the game. She tweeted him. And he was like, "Oh, you trying to get the pipe?" So that's wonderful. That's a nigga that's winning. Nigga that's losing. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you gotta tell him about what his high school quote was.
His high school quote in the yearbook when he graduated as a senior was, "Get chicks to die trying." Now, I'm sure it was "get bitches and die trying." I'm 100% sure it was "get bitches" at first. And they had
to put that in the yearbook, JR. Why not?
So yeah. So
JR is winning. I have to salute the man. Knicks are balling right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, too bad they're going, do they have to play the Heat? No. They won't play the Heat until the finals. But yeah, you know, shout out JR Smith. He is winning, man.
Okay. Winning. Good. I'm gonna let you do this last one. The nigga that's losing.
Ooh, nigga that's losing, I'm gonna have to go with Allen Iverson.
AI, that's a sad story.
I mean, once considered, like, I remember niggas would argue down about AI being better than Jordan. And, you know, AI gave everybody that, you know, he was the smallest guy on the court. He was tough.
Hood nigga.
You know, he did it his way. And he gave everybody, like, you know, everybody loved the way he was, you know. But, you know, all that call up with him now, you know, because once man making millions and millions of dollars is flat broke now.
Mm-mm.
When I say flat broke, I mean, he might not be broke as, you know, I am broke, but he's broke, like, for...
I don't know, he said, during the divorce proceedings in Atlanta, he said he didn't have money to buy a cheeseburger, and his wife gave him...
buy a cheeseburger.
And his wife gave him
$61. Why did she give you $61 for a cheeseburger? I mean, 61, like, that would, you know, you could have kept that $1. You know, but yeah, then they say he's like, he owed jewelers hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know, his bank account was withdrawal $20-some thousand. Bank of America, how do you let somebody get $23,000 in overdraft? Y'all supposed to cut him off once he gets like $48-49. Y'all don't let this stuff keep going. And then so now, but like I said, good news for AI. He's losing now, but when he turns 55, he'll be winning. You know, whatever his agent was, probably saw the destructive life that he was living, you know, coming to practice drunk, you know, just buying Bentleys. And they say he loved TGI Fridays. They said he would turn TGI Fridays in Philly
into
like a nightclub. Yeah, he would spend money in there weekly. Like, he loved the place. Anyway.
What the fuck? Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, he gets a deferred payment when he turns 55 from Reebok with his $50 million, but his wife already got half of that in divorce. So, $25 million. So, you know, AI just, he might have to be homeless for a couple of years. If I was him, I'd just go off the grid for about 20 years.
I thought about it. He's 37 now, so he has 18 years to wait for that money.
He has nothing. You go off the grid for 18 years.
Are you shitting me? Hey, ask me a nigga that fucked the bitch you didn't like and had a baby by. That's 18 years like prison, nigga.
Hey, man, like, he just better not get no more chicks pregnant. That's what he better not do. He can go off the grid.
Wow.
You know, just resurface when you get your money back again and ball out. Be that old Charlie Wilson-ass nigga. Throw the cornrows back. You know Charlie Wilson got a white wife, man?
Yeah, she said, hey, she stuck with him when he was on that shit, man. What do you fucking expect?
Be on drugs?
Fuck yeah!
Oh, yeah, I'm sure all them singers from the they all look, you know, Ronald Isley look like he used to be a peach.
Oh, hell yeah, yeah. It still look like, I mean, Ronald Isley got, what, a 28-year-old wife, don't he? Still, don't he?
Nothing wrong with him, man. But yeah. Anyway, that's speaking niggas. Of niggas that's in jail, Ronald Isley out?
Yeah, he out. He been out by a couple of years, though, but he did about 2 years quick.
But is it possible for a nigga in jail to be winning?
Actually, yes, it is. My next guy, nigga that's winning in jail, is my nigga Tavon.
Now, the winner name.
Exactly. Now, first of all, Tavon's part of the Black Gorilla family. If you don't know about them, if you heard of BMF, they kind of like that. They started like in the 1960s. They kind of been running in the prisons in Maryland since the 1990s. Recently, at least 12 guards got indicted for helping them run the prison by smuggling drugs, laundering money. But this is why Tavon specifically is winning. He got four, not two, not one, not three, four prison guards pregnant.
Were they all women that he got pregnant?
I hope fucking so.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. He got four female prison guards pregnant. So you telling me this nigga get more pussy than me?
Wow. I mean, like I said, again, ladies, how low is your self-esteem if you let a nigga that's locked up hit?
Raw.
You wrong. You letting a nigga in jail raw you? Like, hey, what good can he do? I mean, like I said, Black Gorilla Family, all due respect, don't know none of you niggas, don't want no problems. You know what I'm saying? So, like I was saying, let me get that out of the way first. Mm-hmm. How you gonna let that happen, women? Like, y'all ladies, y'all need to look for something more in you. It's some good niggas out there. You don't have to settle for inmate number C-43337. You know what I'm saying? Ladies, man, get your shit together. I'm not knocking that man hustle out, because if I was locked up, you know what I'm saying, in his situation or whatever like that, and, you know, I'd try to ask my wife to get a job at the damn correction office or something like, look,
but, man, but not only they got pregnant, two of them got tattoo of his name on them. One on the neck, one on the wrist.
Hey, that's that mind control. Like,
how can you mind control a bitch through jail?
Man, I mean, dang, some women just like that. That's just amazing. Like, I can, man, wow. Now, they got tattoos on their neck and wrist.
Yeah. One got it on their neck, one got it on their wrist.
But not only did you get four correction officers pregnant while you were inmate in jail, two of them got tattoos on your body. You are the man.
But the thing about it, I'm thinking about it right now.
Did he get any trouble behind this?
Well, everybody getting indicted, so.
What did I do wrong? I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? What did I do wrong?
You probably gonna be in the hole for fucking 3 years. I hope he enjoyed the hole that he was getting on the prison guard, because he gonna be in the hole for real for like 2-3 years.
Yeah, he's not gonna see nobody.
So
all the good loving he got, Tavon, it's over. It's a wrap. You and your hand better get back acquainted. You're gonna have blisters on that mug.
What do you think he was fucking at?
They probably, you know, they can play. You watch Oz, man. You seen how O'Reilly and them was getting down, man. Mm-hmm. They just pull them to a room and, hey.
Yeah, but that's not.
You're in prison. I mean, you're not having sex that long because you ain't had none.
Exactly. But I'm saying that's not no good fucking, though. You know what I'm saying? You been her over the damn desk and shit. You know what I'm saying? So you busting her quick.
So you saying that ain't no good, but you sitting up in there fucking the cantaloupe is better? So you could make love to your cantaloupe all night. me and the CO over there for 3 minutes in the shower, and I got all you crazy, man. Nah, that's better than nothing, man.
I'm just saying, like, to get bitches pregnant, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you fucking for like 5 minutes and looking around the whole time you fucking. You know what I'm saying? I get what you're saying, but it's just like
the thrill of getting caught. That's why people like having sex in public places and outside and stuff like that. That thrill, that rush you get from like, oh, somebody might be seeing us, or you know, we might get caught. I mean, hey, I guess it makes it all worth it in the end, man. I don't know.
We're
an outside person.
Anyway, so shout out to Tavon. Now I'm gonna ask you this question, because me and you kind of went back and forth about this. I think that Gucci Mane and Young Scooter, who are both in the cell right now in DeKalb County.
How did that happen?
I think them niggas is losing. You say you don't think they losing.
No, because first of all, they're in there together. Like, how can you look up and you be one rapper on the rise and you just so happen to be cellmates with Gucci Mane? Like, that's awesome. Is it just them two in the cell?
I know
that commissary is lovely, man. They probably got all the honey buns and peanut butter, golden flake chips. If y'all don't know nothing, Georgia, golden flake is the official potato chip of the jail. So if you see niggas that eat only golden flake, them niggas been locked up.
But the fact is that, okay, Young Scooter and Gucci Mane, like, so Young Scooter is like Gucci Mane's new Waka Flocka. You know, they did Free Bricks 2. The first Free Bricks was Gucci Mane and Future, but the second one was Young Scooter and Gucci Mane. Gucci Mane basically helped them out a lot with the Columbia song. You know what I'm saying? They cool. But you overlooking the fact the motherfuckers are in jail. Gucci Mane got out for a day and went right back to jail. Young Scooter just got 8 months for both of them for probation violation.
Hey, man, state of Georgia, man. You know how rough they is, man. You know, that's why I pray for you every day, man. Hey, you might be in a jail cell with you. Around. Your ass flunk another drug test.
You're done. Hey.
Flunk one more drug test. You're going to be right there. They're going to be like, yo, you doing this program? It's like, yo, it's crazy. Be easy, Young Scooter, and in the same jail cell together.
I mean, if I do go to DeKalb County, I hope I am, because like I said, I'm sure the commissary is lovely. I'm sure they got chicks visiting them every day.
But DeKalb County is one of the biggest county jails I've ever seen in my life. And
were you in there?
No. I used to visit my homeboys. They were locked up in there. So I used to visit there all the time. You know, but yeah, it's crazy. It's on Memorial Drive, you know, right by 285. So, you know, you can't miss it. You can't. You know, but,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they're winning, though, because, I mean, they're in there together. Like, how can you not be the best buds on the outside? Like, there's nothing like in jail when you're locked up with one of your partners. Like, that's awesome. Like, I'm sorry how you said it's a loss.
Because they're in jail.
But you in jail with your homeboy. Duh.
But you're still in jail.
Like, when you in ISS, you be like, oh, you in ISS, too? Oh, boy, we're going to have some fun up in there.
Okay.
You say shit the whole day, y'all sitting there, but you have
But you are. But look, though, but y'all going home eventually.
Yeah, you're going home eventually. And just like 8 months, if I, you know, hey, that's a win, man.
I don't, I think that's terrible. I think that's terrible, but okay, hey, whatever. Now, another one that we kind of clashed on was niggas that's winning and losing is Lauryn Hill. You know, Lauryn Hill has had a terrible tax problem. She didn't pay taxes. What up?
Listen, these people better. They not playing with you in your taxes. Lauren probably trying to claim all these kids on her taxes and shit.
She's pregnant now, isn't she? Oh, no, she just had a baby.
She just had another baby?
Yeah.
Hey, man. Oh, God.
I don't know.
Okay, what was she in trouble for?
Well, she ain't paid. She owed $500,000 to, because she ain't paid. She earned $1.8 million earned between 2005 and 2007. She paid taxes on nothing.
How did she earn money? How did she earn $1 million between that time?
I have no idea.
She ain't dropped the album since what, 02?
Yeah, 98.
No, it was 02. She dropped.
I mean, fuck that MTV Unplugged bullshit.
I mean, but you had to actually record the album. That's all.
She recorded that shit on a stage.
Okay, but it's an. But, so she's only had one album?
Yes. Well, I mean, one solo album, one live album. That's basically what this is, a live album. I mean, that's like saying, you know, Hov drop Unplugged, that's his album. That's not his album.
So let me ask you a question. So we've been giving Lauryn Hill a pass for all these years. It's time for us to, you know, Lauryn Hill. Hey, I'm all right. I'm glad you're not here. First of all, she need to be locked up. You don't pay your taxes in America, you need your ass locked up.
God,
especially
damn.
Rich people that make millions of dollars.
Damn.
And you don't pay your taxes on it, but us regular folk that make, like, you know, bring home, you know, like $300, $400, $500, $600, $700, $800 there 2 weeks, we paying our little half. You know, we might not pay, you know, we know how to finagle the system, pay taxes, whatever. You know, y'all not paying it all, that ain't right. So she needs to be in jail just for that. She also, like, she be getting the pass too long. Your album, yeah, it was good, but, I mean, what have you done for me lately? Like, it's not
good.
God
damn.
I mean, then you ever just having babies and you going crazy?
you can't get mad for going crazy.
She's chasing this. She wanted to be a Marley so bad.
She did.
Like, so she just gave up all her dreams and hopes and chasing that smoked out ass garbage ass. She got the wrong brother. Like, come on. Like, what's he make to the NFL? I'm like, oh, you fart. Because he was supposed to go to the league, you know. Once he had to the league, I was like, nah, nigga, you know, she got the wrong one. You know, Damien, is he a brother or that's his son? I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I think Damien is a son.
Is a son of Rohan?
No, it's the son of Damien.
He's a brother.
Yeah.
Rohan's brother.
Yes. I'm guessing. I mean, he's been around for a while, too. But, you know, but yeah, Gongzilla.
That's messed up. Nas blew that man up. Nas, dude, hey, look, Nas, hey, I guess one nigga happy for Nas, and that is Damian Marley.
I mean, Jam Rock was the shit, right?
Who?
Welcome to Jam Rock up in the streets.
If you can understand anything he said, let's be real.
Shit, Lil' Kim took put her whole song around this shit, though.
Yeah? Hey, Lil' Kim, man, she's been biting her whole career, man.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, yeah, Damien was 2 years old when Bob Marley died, so he was the youngest kids. So that's why he's just like 34. So, but the reason I said that she possibly is winning because, you know, for a while, Lauryn Hill did not want to release music. She did not want to she didn't want to sign a record deal. Because of this, she had to sign a $1 million record deal for 5 songs with Sony Music. So, $1 million for 5 songs.
And Lauryn Hill's gonna make 5 of the shittiest songs just to get out of this. and she needs to be jailed.
She needs to be jailed.
She needs to be jailed because she. I mean, listen, man, it's inevitable. She's going to end up doing jail. Her kids going to go in CPS custody and all that.
God damn.
It's going to happen. It's going. I see it happening, man. She's gonna, you're not going to pay taxes again. I mean, I don't know. I don't understand these people, man. I really don't.
But you can't say, God, that's terrible, man. I don't know. You can't say that, though.
Just being honest. You asked me to be honest.
Well, she...
Yeah, you know, and I mean, you know, maybe they give us something to make some music about. Because obviously, what she's been doing ain't been working.
Well, she has six kids now.
Six kids.
Yeah, kind of. Nobody knows no kid's name. You know one kid's name, right?
Yeah, Zion.
There you go. So look, it's Zion, Sela.
Is that the oldest one?
Yeah, Zion's the first one. Zion, Sela, Joshua, John, Sarah, and Micah. Who is by another man?
So she got five by one.
Yeah, five by Marley, Rohan, and then.
Oh, all five of her kids by Rohan?
Yeah, no, she has six kids. Five by Rohan and one by another person that she won't name.
Okay. I thought one of her kids went by him, but it was I thought she had two kids from somebody else.
Nah, I mean, well, one of them, Wyclef said, Wyclef said he thought Zion was his.
Wyclef.
And then, I mean, he said in his book, is it okay, but he said he thought Zion was his, and then, you know, when they had him, she went ahead and told him, like, nah, this ain't your baby, this is Rohan's baby. And then,
of course you're going to tell the man that.
I mean, listen. Now me and you have talked about it before. I think that at one point in time, Lauryn Hill was an attractive woman. Right? But now, not so much. Who the fuck is fucking Lauryn Hill?
I don't know. He's here. He must be crazy as she is.
I'm just saying, who the fuck is fucking Lauryn Hill? That's all I'm asking.
I mean, I wouldn't want no part. I mean, you said once you thought she was beautiful at one point.
I thought, when she was like in the 90s, I thought she was gorgeous.
I mean, she always like a little bug or something.
I thought she was gorgeous. Like, you know, I thought she was a gorgeous woman. But like, not now. I mean, that first of all, having six kids would break down any motherfucking body. You know what I'm saying?
Like a smoke in that picture with, I just seen this picture with, what's that white woman named? Martha Stewart.
Yeah. It looked like a regular chick from the projects came and met Martha Stewart. You want to see my kids?
Yeah, it looked like she was just like, they, you know, giving away Christmas gifts to the needy family or something, man. Her lips black as hell, like she smoked.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Also, too, a little...
She just got out of jail or something. Like she was shooting a movie for Prison Song with Mary J. Blige.
Prison Song. A BZ classic, people. hey.
Follow their heart, boy. Y'all
don't know. Oh, God. Y'all play the fuck out of it. Hey, side tidbit. John McCain likes Lauryn Hill music. Just put that out there. The final thing. Now, this is all you, John. I want you to set this up. I want you, and you know, I want you to lead this conversation because this is all you.
This is just something that I ran across online today, and it made me laugh. Like, but it was from a female that said this, so maybe that's why the context didn't. Okay, are ugly women untrustworthy? A female said, "You can't trust ugly women. They're not loyal to other women, but they're loyal to men."
Oh God!
How can you pick your loyalty depending on the gender? You know what I'm saying? Which makes no sense. But I mean, at first I laughed, and then I thought about it. Like, that makes sense because. But she said to a man would think a woman ugly. She'd be loyal to a man, but disloyal to another woman. What would an ugly chick gain from being disloyal? Like, I don't understand.
I mean, okay, you put it that way. I didn't know it was that way because I just got like a sentence: "Are ugly women untrustworthy?" I get that now. I get that now. First of all, I say this all the time.
Why would let me ask Queen Germ here. She's sitting here. I wanted her to give her, you know, expertise in on this. Why would an ugly woman be untrustworthy to another woman? What would be that reason? You have to speak up now. You don't have a microphone because you're not. You have to speak up. We can hear you.
Is she talking? Okay.
Off the cuff, thinking about how that would play out, I would say it may have a little truth to it. just for the simple fact that if you talk about being friends with an ugly person, if they got complexes, self-esteem issues, they always on the defense, you probably can't trust them. But as far as saying wanting and longing for the love of the opposite sex, of course, you will be trusting her to a man because if anybody put up with your ugly ass, you will be like, I need to be with this person, and you will be loyal to them.
Oh,
girlfriend, you will always look at the other people like, I'm the ugly person in the group. And you know what I'm saying? You're going to feel some type of way. So you might not be able to be trusted as far as a friend.
So do you have any ugly friends?
Name the ugly friends.
We have a million listeners.
Name the ugly friends.
Your friend. So I'm not gonna put you on the spot there. I don't think you're ready for this type of, you know, the fame and stuff that comes with doing the broadcast. So not gonna put you on the spot. So if you had some ugly, let's just say if you had ugly friends, do you think they've been disloyal to you?
Yeah.
So. You've seen this happen in real life, an ugly friend be disloyal.
Yeah.
Okay, and,
Now, I like ugly women. I don't
you
want...
You like ugly women.
Listen, let me explain to you.
You have a little something.
She been said I had low self-esteem. What's up, Queen Jern? She been said I had low self-esteem. But the reason I like... Listen, a few things about ugly women. Like, if I'm with a pretty girl, I may not get no pussy that night. If I'm an ugly girl, I'm getting my dick sucked that night.
But it could be the opposite way around.
No.
The girl get nothing.
No, it's never happened to me before.
But you know what? I think it had more to do with, you know, you probably got intimidated by the fine girl and say, I'm not going to ask her to suck me off.
Mm-hmm.
The ugly girl, you like, I ain't got nothing to lose your ugly ass. I say, no, all right, then. Well, let me go ahead and just beat me. Pretty girl, you like, well, if I mess it up, I ain't gonna get the beat no more.
Uh-huh.
That's what y'all niggas mess up and y'all get caught up on looks.
No, it's not that. I just also too. I'm
your game, whether she a dime or she a duck, son.
I think my game is the same. I will say that if I'm fucking with a girl that's not attractive, because I don't like calling ugly girls. All women are beautiful. I can't even say it with a straight face. I just feel. I just feel that when I mess with a girl who wasn't quote unquote attractive, she bringing me lunch on my job. She cleaning my damn tub. She getting my car washed. She washing my clothes. That shit great.
You left work, all that good stuff.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Kiss you.
That's fucked up. Now the only problem is she gonna want to kiss you all the time.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, luckily, I mean, I've never had to deal with the ugly woman. I mean, you know, just because, I mean, you know, I've just been lucky, you know. I mean, some ugly girls are like me, but, I laugh and say, come on now. I can never, you know. But, you know, I could be friends with ugly girls.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like I said, what about ugly dudes? I mean, could you be friends with an ugly nigga? Like, is this group of niggas? Like, yo, you know, like...
I will.
All niggas are ugly. Let's get it.
But no. I will tell you, an ugly nigga will shoot you in the back for a pretty girl.
Oh yeah, an ugly nigga. Yeah, he will. Yeah, he will shoot you in the back
quickly. I mean, not a girl y'all just met at the club 5 minutes ago. Hey man, hey fuck you nigga. What the fuck, nigga? You just met her.
Hey man, I know I'm supposed to be a ride man, but I gotta take her and her friend. Damn, nigga. I put $5 in. I'll pay you back. Nigga be dirty on you. Yeah, you right. Man. Niggas, we shady. We are shady.
But we know it, though. But we know we shady. We know we shady. We know we shady. But I mean, when it comes to pussy, you know what I'm saying? We know we shady. Look, I can... If you was a single man, and I was like, hey, man, you gonna take me to the store later on so I can get some ties or some shit? Yeah. You call me 5 minutes before you come and say, hey, man, I got a pussy over here. I can't be able to do it. I get mad, but I know I would do the same shit to you.
Oh, man. I'd tell her to ride with me, man.
Nah.
Yeah, maybe I'm different, man. I'm cut from a different cloth. Man.
Nah.
Born in the 90s, man. Stuff like that.
Y'all
old niggas, man. Y'all just... You know, and when I said I was born in the 90s, Queen Jern just looked at me funny, man.
As she should. I'm saying that you funny, too. We all stand you funny, like, okay, nigga, whatever.
Yeah, anyway.
I don't know, but I mean, listen, though.
I still was like, nah, man, I gotta take my homeboy, get these tires, man. You can ride. I'm like, you can ride now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, also, too, I would say, you can fuck a ugly girl like hard and shit. Like, you can have her like doing some crazy shit. You can like have her balled up in the corner, you just hitting it from the back. She got veins popping out forehead because she like, this nigga killing me. But she ugly, so you think she can take it.
Hey, so it's the general consensus that ugly women are ugly people. Women are supposed to be tougher, have thicker skin. Not supposed to, you know. You just, I mean, come on.
Oh, God.
So what you're saying is, an old adage says, cute women can get away with things that ugly women can't.
That's 100% true.
Cute women can get away with not being able to cook, but not an ugly woman, right?
Oh, she better, listen, a cute girl can get away with not sucking dick for like 2-3 months. Ugly girl better be sucking my dick in 2 weeks.
Well, a cute girl can get by without rocking the mic for three months.
Mm-hmm.
But an ugly girl, you said 2 or 3 weeks.
Honestly, if I'm being honest with myself, about a week. If I'm fucking within a week, she really just sucked my dick the first time we have sex.
So how long can an ugly girl hold out on the good versus a pretty girl holding out on the good?
One day. Really, honestly, pretty girls don't, you know, if it's like this, right? I remember, at a time, and I was on, I think we talked about this on the forecast, when I was going on a lot of dates. I was going like 2 to 3 dates a fucking week, and I was going broke doing that shit. Mm-hmm.
Pretty girls.
Yeah, but I have a money limit. Like, for example, okay, we're going.
You have an ugly girl money limit and a pretty girl money limit?
Oh, I'm trying to take. I would take an ugly girl to the movies and then the Waffle House.
You would take an ugly girl. But I thought you said Waffle House, you treat all of them the same. So Waffle House is not, you know, you would take a pretty girl to the Waffle House too, though.
Yeah, but see, but I got to trick her taking the Waffle House. I got to take her to the Waffle House. Like, I got to call her at 11, be like, man, I'm sorry I'm calling you so late. You said we'll go get something to eat. Ain't nothing else open but Waffle House. You want to go to the Waffle House? That's IHOP. Sometimes IHOP. But okay, I take a pretty girl to fucking Red Lobster or some shit that's, you know, that costs like $60, $70.
You spend $10 at Red Lobster, you are a baller.
No, I'm going to tell you what happened at Red Lobster. Now, when I was little, then Ultimate Feast cost $15.
Still cost $15.
You a fucking lie. Ultimate Feast cost $25.
What are you... Whoa. Ultimate Feast, you talking about the all-you-can-eat shrimp?
No.
That's all I get when I go to... I'm sorry, I never go to Red Lobster until it's all-you-can-eat shrimp.
No, you know, the Ultimate Feast, they got, like, you know, everything on it.
Oh.
You know, you got the crab legs, the shrimp scampi, the shrimp, and then the regular shrimp. You know what I'm saying? It got like 4 or 5 things on it. It cost like $25. It may be more now. So I get that, she get that. She want an appetizer. Oh, you want a few drinks? Now, I got to get them drunk. I don't drink, but I buy drinks for girls for days. So that shit happens. Right? Okay. So I ain't beat. She said her period is on. I couldn't beat that day. The next day, she said, "Damn, you know, I need to go somewhere. We need to go somewhere a little better." Okay, so we go to the fucking damn Rue Chris or some shit like that.
The next day,
listen.
Little and she's gonna appear. Boy, I tell you, boy, y'all single guys.
No, I'm saying like, no, this is like 3 or 4 days later because I'm not going out with her the next day. I'm busy for at least 4 or 5 days after that.
You gotta give her 4 days. Once you tell me your period, I'm not calling you 4 days.
So we go to Rue Chris, right?
Yeah.
If we went to a movie, then Rue Chris. If I'm not fucking that second date, the next day we go out, I'm in my socks and my jogging pants when I answer the door. And we watching something on TV.
Dang. So let me ask you this, man. Ugly girl. You call them up, hey, I'm about to do something, man. You need to come on outside. Hey, girl. Hey, I mean, what you doing to me? Like I said, man, listen, man, I want better treatment for women of America. That's not fair. I didn't know it was such a sliding scale.
Uh-huh.
Like, I didn't know women had it rough like that, man.
If a girl give me dome and she ugly, I'm getting ready to hit my moment, I ain't telling her shit.
So you're not even going to tell...
A pretty girl...
Where you want me to put it?
Exactly. I'm
at the back of the ugly girl's throat. You grab her hand and everything.
Yeah. Hey, I'm saying a pretty girl, I'm aiming for her tits. Ugly girl, I'm not saying nothing. Look, and she just asked me, you okay? Oh, yeah, I'm good.
So after the session over, you make an ugly girl gotta go get the hot rag herself.
I mean, it's on her.
But ugly girl going to get a hot rag for you. I ain't talking about just the, I'm talking about the whole act.
Right? Yeah.
I'm talking about that. Yeah. Pretty girl, she ain't, you know, you like, come on, let's go get in the shower together.
Yeah.
Ugly girl, you gonna say, hey, give me a rag. Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, man, it's been my apartment. I'd be like, hey, man, it's a rag right over there. Can you grab that for me? Look, because I look like these sheets anyway. So I can roll over and go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? You know, pretty girl, you know, you want to see her walk around and shit like that. So, I mean, look, listen, it is what it is, but, you know, chicks may think I'm ugly.
Hey.
Who knows?
But ugly dudes, man, it's no such thing as an ugly nigga unless you just, like, super ugly, like, you got some super nigga features.
Hold on, super nigga features, explain.
Yeah, like a Jeff Green nose.
That's so fucked up.
KRS-One nose, you know, them big old bell pepper nose, you know, just ugly. Tyrone Hill.
Oh, God. You just shit on Jeff Green for no reason.
Man, that nigga got the most niggerish nose I ever. I mean, when he was at the free throw line, he was breathing. And Dave Chappelle was doing the nose, the flare nostrils. And I was just like, man, this nigga, I mean, Jeff Green, man, I'm sorry.
I will say this. If you're an ugly dude, you have a chance to be an attractive guy. You could just go get money. You'll be fine. Just go get money. You got a point?
You can dress, if you ugly, if you got nice clothes and you a dude and you ugly and you dress nice, mm-hmm. that makes a whole lot of difference. You can't be ugly and have ugly clothes, then you, like, your ugliness, It's magnified. But if you ugly and you got some nice shoes, you always dip down.
Oh, you straight.
Be like, ooh, he ugly, but it doesn't hurt to be an ugly dude.
Yeah.
If you an ugly chick and has easy as shoulders tonight, you got a hard, like the comedian said, if you ugly, you got to know how to cut grass,
yeah,
make a sandwich.
Yeah, you do.
Fix oil, change the shutters.
You're right.
Damn, hang sheetrock.
But it's two ugly girls, though. It's two types of different ugly girls. One of them has a chance. It's the ugly face with the badass body. They have until they're about 45 to rule the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They had to.
Yeah.
I mean, they have about four. I mean, you want to be straight up with it? Serena is an ugly girl with a bad body.
No, she doesn't. Quit saying Serena Williams has a nice body. She does not.
Serena do got a bad body. Nigga, listen. Ooh. Somebody on this phone has Serena Williams in a cat seat on their phone. It wasn't me. Not I. Who is it then?
It wasn't me.
Nigga, you had on your iPod attached too, nigga?
Nah, impossible.
You a fucking liar. You had that shit. You said, hey, you had the cat suit Serena Williams on your iPod touch, nigga. I mean, on your iPod. No, not iPod Classic, nigga.
Nah, you're a liar.
No, you did. Listen, Serena Williams has a bad body. She got an ugly face. And look, when she get 55, it's going to be fucked up for her. But she's going to be mad with a couple of kids by then.
That chick built like LeBron. No parts of that, man. Sorry.
Okay. Classic, Big Liz.
Never was on her either, so.
But she had a good body, though.
She still had them shoulders like, man, she looked like Chris Tucker or something, man. Sorry.
Okay, Lestaria.
She looked like the female gremlin.
Okay, but her body.
I guess, but...
Hold on, you guess?
I mean... I'm hearing rumors that it's not real, so, you know.
I don't give a fuck.
I mean, then that just...
I mean, listen, hold on. Ray Edwards wiped up for a second.
Hey, man, he's stupid. I mean, dog,
she got a crazy... Hold on, let's cut the bullshit. You know she got a crazy body. I know you may not can say it because you're going to get punched in the face, but she has a crazy body.
I mean, It's all right. It's like her face overshadow her body, and it just, ugh.
She all right?
Gremlin, man.
Dog, okay.
Hey, look.
Listen.
Another face that I'm not really... Jenny Romero, man. Listen, man.
Yeah, I get it. Not that bitch bad as hell.
Nah, man.
Now, Roller Coaster, I might give you that one. I might say she got a bad face. Yeah, not Roller Coaster. What's the chick that used to be, had an ass back, the Hispanic chick that everybody used to talk about back in the day? Vida? Is it Vida?
Oh,
no.
Vida Guerra.
She's a butterface.
Yeah, she looked like a typical Spanish girl. At curves, they want to like blow them up.
I mean,
like,
she had ass on. I give it a ass on.
That J Ho chick, man.
No. Hold on. What's wrong with Jenny Romero? Let's finish that.
She's not. Y'all blowing up, man. That's like I said, man. You know, y'all, y'all giving up.
Hold on. Are we blowing up, or is it, or the fans blowing up? Because every time she go in that bathroom, she shut shit down.
I mean, like I said, I don't argue with numbers, man. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm just saying.
Like I said, every time she on that bathroom, she get results, nigga.
She's been on there like more than Jay-Z.
Yeah, she has. I mean, listen, she's my favorite Certified Banger.
That's what I said. That's that creep life. It's the easy and love. I feel for her safety. I'm sure her handlers have said, hey.
Watch this guy.
Yeah, watch out. This nappy afro. You're always on this side. What's going on? Oh, and I got a question for you, Easy, while you're in front of the nation. I'm going to put you on the spot. Is there a way we can put a Star and Buck Star show, because it comes on every day? Is there a way we can, like, put it on our site every day? And, you know.
Man, I don't see why.
He partner up with him. He might blow us up or something, man. Who knows?
Man, that nigga want money, man.
Oh, I know. He said at least $1,000. Yeah. Hey, man, we gotta stop pandering to the nation. You know, I'm sure some rich nigga listen to the ProCast or visit our site that want to be down, and you know, we could put you out there and want to give us money. So, hey, y'all know, y'all see the support us box. If you want to throw us some real cheese, hit us up, man. Hit us up. Happy Afro is for sale, not the whole site.
Little chunks of it for sale.
Yeah, little chunks of it. So if you want to be on Nappy Afro that bad, you an up-and-coming artist and you really want to be on Nappy Afro, I'm
That's
talking
terrible.
About front and center. Send us some cash. We'll put you on the site, man. I'm not bullshit.
Well, now you do know.
It's not a fucking game.
Now you do know we turned down a lot of money.
Yeah, but we ain't turning down no more. Taking anything. You up and come on, you only got $25, we'll put you in the forum for $25.
God damn it, he can put himself in the forum for $25.
No, he can't, because we don't have to accept his name. he can't, no.
$25 should get you on the main site, though, right?
25, what? No, 25 for the forum. You want to get main site, you got to spend at least 100.
God damn it.
25, and we'll make it a sticky forum post, and we'll let it stick up there for a whole week.
That's terrible. Anyway, I think that was the show, man.
This show, man, took it back to the essence, man.
No, it started out with me and you for like 10 episodes and shit. At one point in time, y'all, I would give King Jeremy this props. I know niggas fuck with him about being aloof on the side and shit, don't come around all the time. That nigga used to drive an hour to my apartment, and we used to do the damn ProCast. You remember that?
Drove through 3 counties, man.
And we do that shit for like at least 6-7 episodes, and then we was like, wait a minute, is this thing called Skype we can use?
Yeah. Skype.
but yeah, man, like I said, this is the ProCast. You can hear it every Thursday on nappyafro.com, on iTunes.
Close this, man. Episode 72.
Did I not say the episode?
No, you didn't, man.
That's terrible.
When you went into your pandering about, you know, going to check us out on YouTube and Stitcher and they can find this show and, you know, all that stuff. You didn't say what episode number.
Who gives a fuck?
All Right would have never did that. If he...
No, it's All Right. It's All Right is a better voice than me. He's gentler. He listens to more R&B music. He's handsomer.
And y'all ought to hear All Right real, but he don't talk like he... That's his radio.
But you can catch the ProCast on nappyafro.com every Thursday. We got clips on YouTube. Google ProCast, YouTube, or ProCast, Nappy Afro video, I think. You can go on Stitcher. And if you don't like downloading stuff, go on Stitcher, download to your phone, your smartphone. You can listen to the show live without having to download it. When I say live, I don't mean as we doing it. I mean like you haven't downloaded it. You know, ProCast as always. King Germ, do you have any shout-outs?
Oh, yes. I want to shout-out Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say goodbye to the nation.
Goodbye, nation. Go pop that Fantasia out.
Yeah, man, look, go cop that Fantasia. Fantasia looking good.
She is looking much better. I will be... But you always have things with Fantasia, though.
Always.
But she kind of ratchet, though.
I don't know. I was reading this thing called Nappy Afro about the bio about this guy. That's right down his alley.
I don't know. Also, too, she can't read. So,
speaking of not reading, Dexter Manley, 72. He couldn't read. Reading is overrated. That's a guy named Slick Pete told me. The guy formerly known as Slick Pete.
Yeah, he's not. No more.
This guy, man. Shout out, hell yeah. That's who I'm going to shout out this week. Shout out to my dog, Roderick T. Faber. Mm-hmm. Out in Germany right now, holding it down, or France, or wherever he is in Europe. Shout out, Slick Pete, man. Come back home. Make it home safely. He about to get married next year. Yeah, Slick Pete. While closing in on you, B's. Slick Pete Teasy, all your crew. You don't want to be the single guy, man. We want to, you know, feel like, hey, BZ, plus one, you know.
I'm 100% okay with me being the single guy. I'm 100% okay with that.
Yeah, man. Do you got any shout out?
No. No. Shout out anybody ever. Red Nappy Afro donated any money, so that's two people. And that's it. Shout out Saul Wright, GQ Blue Man. I won't be here next week, but they will. So I'm sure the show will be a lot better. Cause you know it's just me. Yeah, but like I said, keep reading the site, keep commenting. We're gonna keep making it better. This is the Frocast episode 72, and that's a wrap.
Yeah.
Young Barry White.
Soulja Boy, shout out, man. Went to Chirac to whoop up on Chief Keef.
So look, man. So say something in the very beginning, because I guess what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna have the throwback coming in, and then what you want? Do you want?
You want to record this now?
Yeah. Do you want him to say? Do you want him to say anything specific? Or just
give him a little standard, little intro. Like, yeah. Just the intro then. Chop it. Oh.